Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't have a lot of experience with vampires, but I have hunted werewolves. I shot one once, but by the time I got to it, it had turned back into my neighbor's dog.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello! Hello!
Oh, hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sure you are. Sure we are.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
They're great.
Tied forever at the kneecaps. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
But if you are not like a schoolboy that's been cramming for an exam.
Tough to write a little novel in 9 minutes. It's very, very hard. But I was busily writing during the commercial break.
I saw.
All right, I'm very excited about this. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
A short story by Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, can I have some music in the background? Some of the sexy music, like maybe saxophone or,
Sure.
Yeah. It's just, I think, the other guy got it. And I think
that's
that
right.
Would,
to be fair, we
that would help. And I want a grade, a letter grade after this.
All right.
Good morning, Mindy, Chad exclaimed as he made his way past the end of her four-poster bed and eased himself down next to her heaving bosom. Mindy focused on what Chad was wearing as she sleepily gazed up to his partially open robe. She knew that Chad had something else on his mind besides this innocent morning greeting, and she welcomed a repeat performance of last night's passion. She sat up in bed and wrapped her large, thick arms enthusiastically around Chad.
I don't know about the large, thick arms. But
I'm sorry, let me start again.
Part,
she sat up in bed and wrapped her large, thick arms enthusiastically around Chad's muscled torso. Mindy was nude except for her plus-size panties. And in her morning excitement, a small bead of sweat rolled down between her manatee-like breasts and settled in one of the folds of her ample belly fat. Mindy was ready for love, but there was business to attend to. The business of devouring the box of donuts that Chad had retrieved from the kitchen. Sex and donuts added up to the perfect morning. For Fat Mindy. See? Doesn't always have to be a hot girl.
By Mike O'Mara.
By Mike O'Mara. Thank you very much.
That was a great little story.
It was.
Very good. Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. He's got all the hot girls, and I thought we put a plus-size woman in it.
That's nice.
And I thought it would be a little bit, anytime you can use manatee in a story, I think that's a plus.
Agreed.
And a big shout-out to Lane Bryant. And speaking of manatee, how about hi to Michelle Manatee?
Hey, very nice, yes. Former friend of the Don and Mike Show.
You get a Christmas card from her?
Maybe I did. I'm not sure.
We did. I'm sad to say that's one of the ones that didn't make the cut.
Well, that goes into the file so that you send them out next year?
It's like, you get that one, and it was like, oh, did we send them one? No. Maybe next time.
Oh, well.
Next time we will.
Did you get the photo card?
Yes.
The nude.
The tasteful nude.
That was one of her family, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, everyone was nude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, it was all tasteful.
Hello.
Of course.
Hello. Joe?
Hi there. No, it's Don and Mike. What's happening?
Oh, well, listen, I switched about 45 minutes ago to catch the end of a Paul Harvey broadcast, and as the fellow wound it up, he said, I'd like to thank Paul for fulfilling a boyhood dream, letting me sit behind this microphone. This is Scott Shannon.
Really? Wow.
Hello.
Wow.
I'm Scott Shannon.
That's exactly the way it is.
And now you know the rest of the story.
A boyhood dream has been realized.
Wow.
Nice at his age that he's still fulfilling boyhood dreams. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
As he approaches 80, I'm Scott Shannon in the morning.
A boyhood dream has been realized.
Well, I bet he did quite well.
Shannon in the morning.
Sure.
And that is the type of thing that he would absolutely just get blue steel about.
And that maybe he'll get the gig. I mean, seriously, how long is Paul Harvey going to be around?
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
Well, they're roughly the same age.
That's right. He won't be.
They were supposed to give the Paul Harvey gig to Fred Thompson.
Right.
And Fred Thompson actually started it until he got into this half-assed, I'm going to run for president thing.
And it is kind of a half-assed run for president. I don't think he's going to be lasting that long.
Last night, they had this is why I hate focus groups. They've done focus groups on our show, and everybody knows what a focus group is.
Right.
It's where you get a bunch of people together, and you ask them their opinion of something. And generally speaking, people are like sheep. That if someone says, oh, I like that, someone else says, oh, mm-hmm. I like that too.
They can be led.
Right. So there was a focus group after the debate. There was a debate last night.
Right.
Got to bed about 10:30 and saw the last 5 minutes of it on Fox with the Republican guys. Mm-hmm. So they get done and they go to the after debate focus group.
Kind of a town hall meeting type thing.
And if you don't, this is why I hate focus groups. It was like when I would have to stand behind the two-way glass and watch people critique my show back when I played records, I couldn't stand it because it's nothing but a cesspool for follow me. And one guy started, I watched this entire thing and thought Fred Thompson, I watched the last half hour, thought Fred Thompson was very weak.
Really?
Didn't seem to know what he was saying.
Wasn't real focused.
Whatever the last question was, the sum up question was, mm-hmm. he got his points across, then he kept looking at his papers and just kept repeating the same points over and over again.
At any point during the debate, did he say it's terribly exciting?
He did not, Ross.
This is terribly exciting, Ross.
But he gets to, so they get to the focus group, and they're like, what did you think? And most people are sitting, and they're in a high school cafeteria.
Right.
About 30 people from South Carolina. Now, where they found a black Republican mm-hmm. in South Carolina, where the hell they find this woman from?
I don't know.
But she's there with 29 white people. And they're all very wishy-washy until one guy, and I swear to God, he actually looks around and says, you know what I think? I think Fred Thompson did a heck of a job mixing humor with his answers. And all of a sudden, all the heads like bobbleheads, everybody, yes! Yeah. And now the reporter, the CNN reporter, he's running around like Howie Mandel on a game show. He's going,
deal or no deal.
Or like the Oprah show. He's going up into the crowd. He's going, you, did you like Fred too? And suddenly these people that 5 minutes ago had been sitting there.
Had no idea. We're ambivalent about the whole thing.
They look like paraplegics. You said it couldn't move their arms, their legs. Now they're all, they can't wait. Fred was great. Fred was so funny.
Fred was the best.
Fred was so funny.
Because he enthusiastically said it. We're going to go along with it and we're going to believe it.
He must be right.
So the way that they wrapped up this little post-debate focus group was they said, well, according to our unofficial group, it looks like Fred Thompson was the big winner tonight.
Even though he sucked.
In my opinion, it did. I've not heard anything. And to be honest, I didn't watch all of it, so I can't tell you. But I've not heard anything.
You feel like you can give a proper, you know, assessment of my performance? Do you think that you can do that based on what you've done, Ross?
You've been on Law & Order too much, dude.
Is that what it is? That's the thing. You're pigeonholing me as a TV actor.
Well, you are.
Yeah, I've been told that I don't have the energy of other candidates. That's what I've been told.
You are good in The Hunt for Red October.
I'm very good in that. I play an admiral, don't
when
I?
When Alec Baldwin comes on the boat, you're very mad that Alec Baldwin has the sailor suit on.
Thank you very much, Ross. I appreciate that. And, you know what we're going to do is campaign and go to a charity, do. Have a very good time. Yeah, got to go. Nap time. Time for Fred's nap. Back on the private plane.
Focus groups. It's research. It's like, it's idiotic. This is why the pollsters are screwed up. This is why they were saying that Barack Obama was going to win because people have been lying to them. Focus groups, just like in radio, we've screamed about this for years. You get people in a room and you pay them $10 and you give them pizza and you say, okay, what don't you like about WXXX? And someone finally says, well, you know, the disc jockeys do talk a lot. And then someone else goes, like bobblehead. Mm-hmm. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, you've got a good point there. You know, I liked him when I came into this room. I hate him now.
And then the program director comes back to the disc jockey and says, hey, listen, we did a focus group. Even though there's like 5 million people that live in Chicago, we got 28 people in a room. And they all decided, you talk too much.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
That's the way they do
great,
it.
Great, isn't it? That.
You know, it's really, it's hard for me, from the people I talk to, to get a real feel for one thing I've heard continuously, that there's a tremendous amount of interest in this election. I do hear people talking about it. I do hear it come up more than it has in previous elections, but it's hard to read whether we really are going to turn out, you know, in large numbers for the next election, which would be a very good thing. Have more participation, I think that would be terrific. Or whether that's media hype. You can't decipher which is the hype and which is not.
Isn't part of the problem they're starting this so early? And God knows we're a nation of, you know, we needed yesterday. We have a very short attention
right.
span.
They're starting it early, and the only thing that does is, I think, at this stage, you know, you can't really say who is the front runner, even in the Hillary Barack thing. I mean, it's very hard to say. I think it's because it's so early. But the thing that's thrown a monkey wrench into this whole operation is the New Hampshire primary, where the polls came out and said he's going to have a double-digit victory. He's going to have Barack Obama will have an overwhelming victory.
The one thing that I did notice last night, Ron Paul is crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everybody knows that already. Ron
but he's
Paul,
good crazy. He's quiet crazy.
Well, he's made in his past, he's made some statements that could make Rob very happy.
Yes.
But he's saying that all of that is in the past. He's funny, though. When I watched him during the debate, he looks like Mr. Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I know not physically, but that's his mannerism. Uh-huh. His physical manner. Like, you know when he holds out the, you know, ha, who wants a slice of pizza?
Right, right. Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know. Does he put his hands in that Roman
and
position?
It's like, you know, people ask us why we're in problems. Well, I don't know. All I know is that I'd get us out of Iraq, and I would give everyone $1,000.
He's got a little cult following, doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
Yeah.
You know the one guy they're talking about now that might jump in is Bloomberg.
But he's got a whole – oh, yes. I think we mentioned that other
day. Yes, yes, he might be. Apparently, he's got an investigation committee or whatever they call that.
If you Google Ron Paul, he's got a lot of anti-black, anti-homo stuff that he's said in the past.
I don't care about him as much or his past. What does his wife say? I've always been curious about Mrs. Paul. Fine product. Had them every Friday growing
nice
up.
Nice fish sticks.
Wonderful fish sticks.
They made by Bird's Eye?
I think Bird's Eye bought them.
They absorbed them.
Yeah, they absorbed them. Originally, it was just Mrs. Paul.
That's right.
In CD1 has the open from the Dick Clark show, and Bloomberg on that says to Ryan Seacrest point blank, he will not run for president.
Yeah, you never can believe
that.
Though.
But he's
telling it to Ryan.
Secret.
Yeah, but he's been all over the country, and he's got an exploratory committee.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's thinking about it.
He's got deep pockets.
And it's ego.
That is so true, Dick.
Ryan, we've got Mayor Bloomberg. He's coming around, right?
And we're going to be talking about rocking New Year's Eve. Let's hear this.
Thank you, Ryan. It's great to be back for another New Year's in New York.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We have that. We have to wait a whole year for that.
A new tradition.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show, the dropping of Dick Clark's teeth. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. You were talking about reading earlier. Nothing pulls me out of a...
Delete that out because of the backwards... The society that we live in, as far as words go, but you don't like that word?
Not when somebody exclaims something.
He's writing what he was.
Oh, you mean when it's used? Boy, you could really make a case for that one because you were using the word not in the
sexual sense.
In the sexual sense, you were talking about
verbally. Yeah.
Verbally,
exactly.
I mean, don't you wish we could just say that word?
I mean, do.
We can't.
It's
say
the medical word for a guy completing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I see it in books quite often. It just really pulls me out of the book.
See, but people won't...
Pulls you out, get it?
People won't be able to get what this guy was saying because they don't know what the word is, what the specific
when
word
he
is.
Sees that word that's used for somebody talking, the medical term for a guy achieving, he doesn't like it in a book.
Sometimes the word is also used with premature. Mm-hmm. Baby. Preemie.
Preemie. Yes, parenting preemies. Lovely organization.
I do it all the time. I'm premium. I have zero control.
Foreplay in your house is honey, I'm home.
I mean, I'm telling you, when that thermometer starts, forget it.
No stopping.
But that's not necessarily premature. Premature would be if you, you really were sitting there and all of a sudden somebody gently touched you on the elbow and...
Forrest Gumpy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That Forrest was very premature.
That's right.
I know you like bragging today. I can brag as well that... I got a little Peter North action going today.
Really?
Sure did.
Then when you say that, just by yourself or
with your lady? No, with Jan.
Oh, good. 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 Little...
Can I tell you honestly what she said?
Please do.
You almost put my eye out.
Oh! Oh!
God damn, is that sexy.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Oh. I swear to God, it's the truth.
Why are you looking at me like
we
that?
We don't question.
You're looking at me like, what? How do you want me to react?
Write a book about that.
I'm totally creeped out.
Write a book about that.
Don slowly arched his back. Suddenly a sound that had never been heard in the household was...
There it is.
Glass broke. Ceiling tiles chipped.
Why is it a Jan today? Wouldn't that be funny if you had to like wear an eye patch? How would you explain that to your friends? Huh?
Transformers.
Not ha-ha funny, just unusual.
Well, if it was a temporary thing, I think we could all laugh a lot more. If it was a temporary occurrence.
But permanent, no, not so much.
Permanent, for God's sakes. I would have to be like, when Muhammad Ali would have his fists registered as lethal weapons.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'd have to have that done down there, and I don't think I'm nearly that powerful.
Maybe someday you'll be able to go on Mythbusters. You know, and they would measure, they would measure the velocity. You know, I'm sure they could find the scientific equipment that would be able to measure that. I'm sure that's been measured.
I can give you a perfect example. Have you seen the commercial? I think it's for Southwest Airlines, where the guy drives up to a drive-in teller. And he fills that little thing that you shoot back to the teller.
Yeah.
He fills it with coins.
Right.
And his girlfriend says, you shouldn't do that. And he says, no problem. And whoosh, whoosh, and by the time it gets inside the teller's cage, it goes, whoosh,
crashes.
Explodes.
And all the coins come out?
The coins are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining.
I bet that's been measured. Not necessarily for specific people, but averages, like what the average is, what the average velocity of that would
be. How many miles an hour it's coming out
at? Or some sort of measurement. You know that people have measured that.
I would have to think, wouldn't that be like, I mean, gosh, it happened so fast.
It wouldn't be that fast. It wouldn't be that fast.
I think it varies wildly.
Relatively speaking, I think it could be.
Boy, we are dancing around this right now, but it's a contraction is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then... You know, that's it's like if your muscles were to, squeeze a tube of toothpaste.
And then there's the question of how full is the tube of toothpaste.
Exactly.
So a lot of factors factor in.
But I think really you would get on most people, you know, there'd be stronger, weaker, but it would be, and the amount. What am I doing? What am I talking about? What did you get me started on here?
Faison, I'm a sexy man.
He looks right at me when he's telling his story about what he did with his girlfriend. Grosses me out.
Oh, please.
It does.
Please.
Not her part, your part.
You've done bad things with your girlfriend.
Yes, we all have.
Hello, Donna.
No, no guys that are bad. Guys that are pals don't want to hear about what they did.
It's nothing bad that it was wonderful. My God, it was great. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
A beautiful thing.
Hey, how can Ron Paul be racist? He has a black son.
No, I don't know. I'm just talking about stuff you look up on the internet.
Right.
And besides, who says a guy that's white who has a black son couldn't be a racist?
Right. No, you know his son, right? Rue?
RuPaul. Oh, you know what?
Oh boo. Boo.
Wow.
That's cheating.
On a more vengeful day, we
that's
would
like
find
taking
you.
Steroids on the show.
We'd send you to the Hill people.
The Hill. Who are the Hill people? You,
I don't
these
know,
Hill
Mike.
People you speak of twice in today's show.
They are the people that live on the perimeter outside the Happy Valley where we do the show.
Uh-huh. You talking about the Hill people like the hills have eyes?
Yes.
Those people that have been tainted by radiation?
The people that look like little Ewoks that have those little monk robes and you just see the little bright eyes coming out.
What are they called?
They're called Jawas.
Jawas.
I like Hill people better.
Yeah, I like Hill people.
Yeah.
We're going to turn you over to the Hill people.
Well, we got a break. Here's what we have coming up in the next couple of seconds. We will hear those tapes of Jeff Conaway, and we'll talk to JB, and we'll give you a chance to win $100, $200. A lot of stuff happening. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.